Saluki Interim AD and CEO of the SIU Foundation, Matt Kupick, welcome to In the Doghouse.
Paxton, Mike, great to be here. It's I will tell you, I was at the Saluki Row, and you know, I spent most of my career at University of North Carolina, played football there,
yeah,
and I was blown away by how good that was. Better than North Carolina. I'm telling you, I'm saying right now, we got the best tailgate in FCS.
Wow, how about that?
So bring it on. We have got it.
You hear that, Fargo?
Oh, yeah. Bring it on, Fargo.
Yeah. I like this guy already.
Game day is coming to Carbondale.
There you go.
You're no stranger to SIU. Been here at SIU since, late 2019 and officially became the SIU Foundation CEO a little over a year ago. What is this opportunity to be Saluki Interim AD? What does it mean to you personally, man?
Well, I've got a long background in athletics. I've been around some of the great ones, Hall of Fame coaches, North Carolina, Roy Williams, Dean Smith, great friends. One of my best friends, Mac Brown, the current football coach.
Wow.
I asked him for a football game, and he said they'll think about it. Go play the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill. But I tell you that what it means for me, and I'm an interim, and I'm not going to be here long, but I am very bullish on Saluki athletics. I truly believe we are going to be the best BCS program in America. I think we've got all the elements. We're right there. We finished 22nd in the leader field this past year. We were ahead of 33 BCS schools. And you see that fan base. And I, you know, what Nick's doing is unbelievable. Nick is a great football coach, and we are a really good football team.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have him. And we mentioned that Salukis are everywhere. I mean, you work with people all over the country, Murph, you know, and I still have former coworkers that have spread across the map. And we say Salukis are everywhere. But you at the foundation know that true scope of just how spread out Saluki Nation really is.
266,000 Salukis in our Saluki Nation. Less fewer than 50 universities have more alumni than we do. So it is true that Salukis are everywhere. You know, I saw it really when we had to wear these masks and we had the branded masks.
Yeah.
Wherever I was, on a plane, anywhere you went, people would stop me. Pilots, stewards, you name it, folks in malls. We are truly everywhere. And it's a great brand thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember the draft when Chin got drafted a couple of years, and the ESPN guy, I think it was Wingo.
Yeah, Trey Wingo.
He was saying, you know, Salukis from Carbondale.
Right.
We've got that cachet here. And I grew up in Long Island, and I watched Walt Frazier win championships for the Knicks. So I've been a Saluki, I feel, for a long time.
Yeah.
It's really there.
Sure.
And we're just trying to ignite it. And success in the athletic field, you know, what Nick's doing right now, it really gets the alums really ignited, and it is. And then, of course, from the foundation, that helps, and it helps in fundraising. You know, we're going to have about 55 billboards, many in Chicago, in Houston, in Kansas City, St. Louis.
Wow.
If you go to the Cardinal game right now, Busch Stadium, right, big billboard across the stadium is Brian Mullins.
Nice.
Wow. And SIU. So we're everywhere, and you're going to see us on billboards everywhere. It is pretty cool.
And how important is that, Matt? Because, I mean, seriously, with today's social media and everything right in the palm of your hand and billboards and television and radio, you have to do that to be, I mean, we've got the background, we've got the push, but you got to have the technology to handle it.
You really do. And we have a great presence, I think, in the conference, Missouri Valley Conference. Tom Weber was telling me, hey, we have the best social media when you look at the way you evaluate that. And at North Carolina, it was UNC, and the students referred to it as the University of National Champions. When I first talked to the staff here, did we have a C in our name, SIUC? Why not Southern Illinois University Champions?
Yeah,
and, you know, then the students start talking about it, not just the alums, but the students and the community. 730,000 people live in the lower 17 counties. 1.2 when you add the counties below I-70. You know, we have something here, and sports is great. It really helps the whole community feel a sense of pride and lifts the region up. So, again, I'm very bullish as the interim director of athletics. Don't know how long I'll be doing it, but I'm not a substitute teacher. We're going to go fast, we're going to go hard, and we're going to make some good investments, And I'm really impressed.
I like that. Nobody likes substitute teachers. You know, you like a person to come and say, listen, hey,
I can. Spitballs ready, yeah. But I'm going to hold it back.
That's
here.
Right.
No, this is a different one right here.
That's where you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
For sure.
Talking to Saluki, interim AD and CEO of the SIU Foundation, Matt Kupek. Family weekend coming up this weekend at Southern. Going to be a lot of people that you'll be meeting and greeting. Who've probably heard some things lately about SIU that might make them feel a little uncomfortable, a little uneasy. How can you reassure people that are coming back to Carbondale this weekend that things are on the forward path?
You know, we're dealing with a couple situations, and you know, I'm not at liberty to discuss that. But I will tell you, we've got a strong program. We've got outstanding coaches. We're dealing with some issues right now, and we'll get through this quickly. We'll come out better for it. And again, a big part is our treatment, the student athletes, and the experience they get. We do some really wonderful things, and we need to talk about the wonderful things we do. Certainly, some issues. I grew up in family of seven kids. You know, we're all good kids, but every once in a while, you know, something happens. So, you know, we'll get through this. We'll get it through together. And I really believe in some of the things already in play. What we're going to add to it, I want to just tell all our Saluki faithful out there and our fans. We're very, very bullish on the future of Saluki Athletics. That Banterra Center is going to rock this winter. I mean, the dog pound. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Just that you guys were talking about before, to see their students. And I don't know if you saw this, a cool thing. So the students led our team out in the field. It's a great tradition. And for the first game, to see, you know, Kansas State, we saw the student section fill. Ours was filled. But after the game, it was really cool. The Saluki marching band, they have some freshmen playing in the band. They couldn't run out. So the band came when the lights were about to go off. They got on the field. And they allowed the freshman members of the Saluki marching band to run out there.
There we go.
I'd say there was one kid. I think he ran about a 9.5, 100.
He might be playing this week. Yeah.
Talking to Matt Kupek. Now, obviously, the last couple of years have been very uneasy in all of college athletics. You know, COVID wiped out a lot of potential revenue, not just for Southern, but a lot of other programs. But we can certainly brag on, despite the pandemic, fundraising and SIU through the SIU Forever and SIU Day of Giving and those initiatives, those are record-setting despite the pandemic.
Yeah, we faced a little adversity, but we had two record-breaking years, and we're off to a great start this year. And again, it goes to what we're talking about, the Saluki Nation, the passion. There is, you know, being a former Tar Heel, and you hear other universities, but there's something in the sauce here around Saluki. There's a real passion, a real pride. And part of it is just really getting out there, getting chance. We're going to go up to Chicago in 2 weeks, and we're going to have the Saluki Takeover Tour Chicago.
Wow.
We're going to bring the university up to Chicago. We've got 46,000 alumni, and we're going to put the flag in the ground and say, Windy City, this is Saluki country. Move over Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Move over UIC. Move over University of Chicago, and we're going to have an incredible week of alumni events, donor events. We got four major signings with community college that are going to bring a lot more students here. And next year, in the second annual Saluki Takeover Chicago, we're going to do it around the Northwestern football game.
Wow. Sure.
So get ready. It's going to be those are the types of things we're doing to make the Saluki Nation.
Yeah, and you mentioned, because we said, you know, Salukis are everywhere. Not just they're everywhere. But, you know, they go out of their way to remind other people
right.
as well. You know, whether it's Mark Silverman in Chicago on ESPN 1000, whether it's, you know, Paulie Pabst on the Dan Patrick Show, you know, whether it's, you know, the guy from Better Call Saul, you know.
Right. Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk. You got people repping SIU all the time. They're just looking for more opportunities to do this. And that's something that you want to do.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. And, you know, we're all proud of our alma mater, our university. We want stuff to brag about what we're doing in the academic side, but what we're doing in athletics. That gives us a chance to really show that pride, to come out and support the Salukis. So to everybody out there, we appreciate all your support, everything you're doing for us. We've got really, really good young people. I tell you what, student athletes that are, we got to get continuing. We do a good job in this. And we do a lot in the community with our student athletes. Keep getting these students out there because they speak volumes for our program and for doing it right. And so it's, you know, I just really am bullish. I do want to take on Fargo. We are the best tailgate environment in BCS. So
Bring it on.
I can't argue. I can't argue.
Well, they don't have Sports Voice on location at Fargo.
You know, but, you know, we've had other schools come down here, and they've tried to kind of come in with a flag and all that. And we just we don't allow that, you know. And then when they see us start to get a little feisty, then all of our people get a little feisty. And it's like, hey, you know, you can sit over there, but shut up.
Yep.
You know, just she can watch us, but just shut up.
Yep. You know, and I played twice at Clemson. And there's something, and Clemson had the tiger paws.
Yeah.
When you went in there on the bus going in there, there was a sense of place that you were going into the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to create here. You know, we've got the Saluki paws on the road. I'd love to see them go all the way out to 57. So when you get off there, all roads lead to Carbondale. And that's the kind of thing we're looking to do, that environment. Mm-hmm. If you come into Carbondale, you're up for a battle.
Right. It's big time.
And you're probably going to leave as a loser.
Yeah.
You know?
Just what I said, Illinois State. They quit last year, so they got to pay for that.
Yeah.
They got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You don't get out of here without paying for something like that.
We've been talking about football. Just saw on Twitter a little while ago, 50 days until SLU men's basketball season opener. 50 days.
Yeah.
It's almost here, baby.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me. Don't look at me. I'm getting buses ready right now.
I agree.
It's almost time to get back into Banterra Center and raise the roof on that thing.
Right.
But, you know, I went out. I was in Murray State yesterday, watched our women's soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
I drove down there to support them. And, you know, we lost it 3-1. Murray State wins their conference. Just took a UK in overtime last week. And our student athletes just had a great showing. We had 16 shots on goal. You know, I thought we were going to take an early lead. So they just gave everything they had, and they played really well. But, you know, so it is 50 whatever days to basketball. But we got a lot of good activity here in the fall with some of our sports. And again, shout out to Nick Hill and the job he's done. I think last year was one of the most spectacular jobs I've seen in football. And the way he deals with those young people, our student athletes. And it's just, it makes me proud and very privileged to be part of this and honored to be an interim athletic director. So it may be 4 or 5 months, who knows, but we're going to go fast. We're going to go together, and we're going to rock and roll this place. And we're going to need your help, Saluki fans. Come on out. Come out early. Let's make this place unlike any in FCS. And let's, you know, it was so great last week to see it. Nick had his guys, you mentioned it, out beforehand. And it is certainly that kind of energy in Saluki Stadium really, really helps our team.
He sounds like a quarterback, doesn't he?
You think?
You know, just like a quarterback. I'm ready to put a helmet on.
2:00 this Saturday. Of course, Sports Voice on location, 11 a.m.
150 pounds ago, I was a wide receiver. I was.
I was always an offensive lineman.
I know you were.
Always an O-lineman.
We need you guys, too. We need you guys, too, to protect him to throw to me.
Absolutely. We didn't have the shotgun when I played, unfortunately. I would have liked to have that.
Oh, I saw your eyes.
Oh, man. Sitting back in the pocket, 5 yards. Yeah. I played against Lawrence Taylor for 3 years.
Wow.
And spring practice was no fun.
You needed the shotgun.
Oh, you needed the shotgun, I tell you.
You needed a bazooka.
You needed to drop it off quickly. So, and I want both of you to do a great job.
Thank you.
You know what? We appreciate the voice and your support, and it means a lot to all of our student athletes and our coaches. And so thanks for helping raise the flag, because it's together, and it's pretty cool stuff. And, again, this is what you do adds to what a big-time program is. And we have a big-time program here at SIU. So really appreciate the great work you do.
Matt Kupek, Saluki Interim AD, CEO of the SIU Foundation. Thanks for getting us all hyped up here. Appreciate the kind words. Like I say, it's a lot easier when you win 55-3. It's a lot easier for us to do our jobs. And then you come in here and blow the doors off.
I mean, you know.
I mean, that's...
Was it 55 or 65-3? I can't remember.
I mean, how do you...
I think it was 65.
How do you top that? We're going to try to. We'll talk to Bryce Notre a little later on this hour. But Matt Kupek...
Well, that level will stay high, won't it? Bryce Notre, not going down.
But thank you for coming in. I mean, in person, generally, we got people calling. You could have literally phoned this in,
but you
came here and graced us with your presence.
We got a little cutaway off 13 there. I had to go way down and turn around, but I'm going to talk to you about that.
I'll show you a shortcut.
Okay,
I got a shortcut.
Matt Kupek, great meeting you. Thanks for coming in the doghouse.
Thank you, Matt.